AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Someone fired a shot into George Zimmerman's car today during an altercation, and the man who says he was involved appears to be the same man who claims Zimmerman threatened to kill him during a highway confrontation last year. Lake Mary, Florida police spokeswoman Bianca Gillette says both Zimmerman and Matthew Apperson called 911.
Lake Mary Police Department is awaiting counsel in order to interview both parties. And at this time, we have not determined how or why the incident and altercation began.
Gillette says Zimmerman did not fire the shot. He was treated for minor injuries at a local hospital. He was acquitted in 2013 for the shooting death of teenager Trayvon Martin, and the Justice Department later decided against a civil rights case against him. J.T. Taylor says he and other friends and family of slain Hattiesburg police officer Benjamin Dean are trying to come to grips with his shooting death.
A lot of shock and families coming together and supporting each other, and the community has really come in and helped them out.
Dean and Officer LaCoury Tate were killed after a traffic stop on Saturday night. Tate's mother, Yolanda Ross, was asked by WDAM-TV what she wants to say to his accused killers.
I will let them know you took something very valuable away from me. But in that, I will still forgive you.
Two people are dead in Van, Texas. Eight others missing since last night's tornado. AP's David Warren reports the twister cut a path through that East Texas town.
There's some old and very large trees that were knocked over, knocked onto vehicles, knocked onto buildings, knocked over onto homes. The siding of a couple homes that I saw were torn away. The rooftop of one of the school buildings was torn away.
Flash flooding took the life of a man in his 20s, and a young Arkansas couple was killed, but their toddler survived. This is AP Radio News. Records could be set at Christie Spring Auction.
A Pablo Picasso painting called Women of Algiers, Version O, could go for more than $140 million at Christie's. The record for any work of art is $142.4 million for Francis Bacon's Three Studies of Lucian Freud, which sold 2 years ago. Also up for sale, Alberto Giacometti's life-size statue, Pointing Man. It's expected to fetch $130 million, which would make it the most expensive sculpture ever sold. Wealthy collectors are flooding into the auction markets, driven in part by rock-bottom interest rates. Art purchases provide a better return on investment than rate-sensitive bonds. Warren Levinson, New York.
No one hurt in the emergency landing of a small commercial airliner at the Los Angeles airport. Spokeswoman says 43 people were on board the SkyWest Airlines plane today. Video showed the plane's left landing gear did not deploy and smoke coming from the left wing as it dragged along the runway before the plane finally stopped. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.